scripture reading today from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 2, verse 41. Now every year, his parents went to Jerusalem for the festival of the Passover. And when he was 12 years old, they went up as usual for the festival. And when the festival was ended, and they started to return, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem, but his parents did not know it. Assuming that he was in the group of travelers, they went a day's journey. And then they started to look for him among their relatives and friends. And when they did not find him, they returned to Jerusalem to search for him. And after 3 days, they found him in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking them questions. And all who heard him were amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Child, why have you treated us like this? Look, your father and I have been searching for you in great anxiety." He said to them, "Why were you searching for me? Did you not know that I must be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he said to them. And then he went down with them and came to Nazareth and was obedient to them. His mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus increased in wisdom and in years and in divine and human favor. Here ends our scripture reading. And right here at the beginning of another Advent season, it is our prayer that as we enter the Christmas time period, may it be that there will be rich and abundant blessings waiting for each and every one of us. May we receive joy and assurance here in church, enough to go out and to share it with the entire world. Our sanctuary is now beautifully decorated, and we can't help it, but we do get the message loud and clear. It is Advent. It is Christmas time. Thank you to all of you who sacrificed yesterday to come and to decorate the sanctuary for us. It was a joyous morning for those who worked. They did it with love, and everything looks beautiful and ready for this season. And I'm sure that for each and every one of us, when we see the change that's taking place, when we see the Christmas decorations, that memories of Christmases past abound. And I know that there are people in our midst who find this the most difficult time of the year. Maybe an empty seat beside you, a lingering illness, whatever. May this be a good season in the presence of our Savior for all of us. Talking about Christmas memories, couldn't help it, but I particularly thought of a very able and a hard-working sexton that we had in our church in downtown St. Petersburg when I was minister there for several years. And he kept that huge sanctuary, more than 1,100 seats, spotless and clean. It was ready every time. When he went in there, I used to tease him and say, "Nobody can clean a church as you can." But I must also tell you that he did not have a particular gift for reading and writing. So one of his weekly tasks was to change the wording on the massive sign outside the church where thousands of cars passed every day. And at that time, my sermon title was the same for 2 weeks in succession because it was too much for 1 week. I divided it in 2 Sundays. So I simply left him a message on his desk saying, same as last week. I drove by the church the following day and I read the sign, same as last week. Yeah. And on another occasion, I was driving like down 4th Avenue North, not specifically to see, I just had to go by there. I looked at the beautiful sign, and what I read for that Advent Sunday was, joyful, joyful, we adore him, Reverend Fred Foree. I have a photo of that. So I stopped there and then I got off, got my church keys, got the box open, and at least I removed my name right away, and Christmas could go on. Friends, we know very little about the childhood years of Jesus. And today's scripture about searching for Jesus also reminded me of the story about the sign outside the church in a rural area advertising the sermon titles, but for two services that Sunday. The first one was listed for the first service, Jesus walking on the water. The second service, searching for Jesus. I understood it that way too. Friends, it is indeed embarrassing for any family to misplace a child. The Bible says that it even happened to Mary and Joseph, who had been at the Passover celebration in Jerusalem. Their 12-year-old son, Jesus, was with them. And they were part of a large company of pilgrims traveling together. And at that time, they were a full day's journey away from Jerusalem. And suddenly they realized that Jesus was no longer with them. One would say a full day before the parents noticed that their son wasn't there. Well, we must understand that people mostly walked in those days. And there were many dangers on the road, robbers everywhere. So people, when they journeyed to and back from Jerusalem, would go in large groups, mainly for safety. So it's very understandable that the parents weren't worried, really worried. And after a day they thought, whoa, haven't seen the kid. And it's only then that they discovered that he was not with the group. And can you think the anxiety? Something could have happened. He could have strayed away from the group, right into the hand of the thieves and the robbers. So immediately and with great distress, they turned back to find their son. They went searching for Jesus. Now, part of the Christmas story concerns the three wise men that came seeking, in other words, also searching for the newborn King of the Jews. And as could be expected in our time, there is a bumper sticker that reads, wise men still seek Jesus. With that bumper sticker, I agree. Wise men still seek Jesus. And seeking Jesus is certainly close to the heart of our Christian faith. Because we believe that in and through Jesus Christ, countless millions of people have found the way to the heart of God. And many of us present here in church today will never hesitate to say and to admit that our lives have changed dramatically and positively since the day when we first found and accepted Jesus Christ as our personal Lord and Savior. The opposite is also true. Jesus Christ is obviously missing in the lives of many people who call themselves Christians in our time. They belong to churches. They participate in the activities. They even support every function. And they carry the name. However, when it comes to demonstrating his presence in their faith and in their lives, then Jesus is still missing. No sign of Jesus in the way they live, speak, act, and do. I believe that without faith anchored in God, there is only emptiness where there should be meaning and purpose. Once again, while the cash registers are clinging, while people spend billions on Christmas gifts and feasts, the peace of Christ, the presence of Christ, still seem to be eluding many, many of those shoppers. No credit card can fix the emptiness of a life without faith. So right here on the first Advent, it is appropriate to ask, is Christ present in your life and in mine? And if not, are you still searching for Jesus? Where shall we find him? Well, I know that some of you are going to say, you will find him only here and nowhere else. And there are churches who say that, unfortunately. But I think we all know better. We can find Jesus Christ under many different circumstances everywhere. A million places. I've known devout Christians who told me that they found Jesus far away from a church. Some in the beauty of nature. But then, oh thank you God, some of them also found Jesus Christ right here in our midst, in this very beloved church of ours. And let me tell you, only for as long as it continues to happen, this will be a true church of Jesus Christ. According to news reports, many young servicemen and women found Jesus in Iraq and in Afghanistan. Now, all military people will tell you there is a saying, there are no atheists in foxholes. Many of the soldiers are making decisions for Christ, and chaplains are reporting them seeking spiritual guidance. Some young men and women come to them and ask them with hesitation, "Sir, madam, can you teach me how to pray? Tell me, should I be baptized?" Or even deeper, "How do I confess my sin to God?" Many are reading the Bible, the reports say, more than any before, and many of them for the first time. More and more soldiers in times of uncertainty are turning to people who evidently know Jesus, sharing their innermost concerns about life, death, and their families left behind. And oh, we pray that their search would continue and come to fruition even when the day comes that they are in foxholes no more. Indeed, many people find God during times of uncertainty and great stress, or great heartache, or during times of great concern. And we can understand that people often turn their hearts to the one who can meet our deepest needs. Faith in God changes life for the better. But you know, the best time to turn to God is before crisis comes. While you still have your health, your talent, your ability, and the free will to make meaningful changes, to turn your personal darkness into light. Have you heard about the discovery made in a nursery for infants? The caregivers often felt so helpless when most of the little babies would cry at the same time. One would wake the other, and finally all of them would be crying. So the nursery workers found out, a coincidence, that if they put on a certain recording they had, it seems to have a soothing effect on the infants, and before long they stopped crying. And that happened to be the recording of the sound of a mother's beating heart. They concluded that every infant has some memory of life before birth, and seemed to remember the calming, reassuring effect that the heartbeat of a mother, bringing peace into those young unborn lives. Why am I telling you this? I hope you're not coming here just to listen to a sermon or to music or whatever, because that may be a little bit superficial. Behind all this, between the lines, beat the warm and loving heart of God, calling us, my child, assuring us, I am with you. So may we always, always also listen for the heartbeat of God as we sing, pray, and listen. Have you found, or are you still searching for a Savior? My friend, brother, sister, deciding to bring Christ into your life, and it's also called a renewal of faith, will make all the difference. And this is the ideal time. Today we are entering another period of Advent, a period of preparation, a period of waiting to celebrate the birth of the Christ child. And he has promised that if we with all our hearts truly seek him, we shall surely find him. So if our faith has meaning, if our faith is true, and it is, he is here now, this very moment, waiting, available. God is still speaking. The big question is, are you hearing your name. Some of us grew up with the song, I'd rather have Jesus than silver or gold. I'd rather be his than have riches untold. I'd rather have Jesus than houses or lands. I'd rather be led by his nail-pierced hand than to be the king of a vast domain or be held in sin's dread sway. I would rather have Jesus than anything this world offers today. Come then, come to the table. Amen.